So, yeah, fuck, back to writing solo or just like duo, you know?
I know, it's nice. It feels good. It feels good. It feels organic.
It feels, honestly, had a lot of fun with Jesse, but at the same time, it feels good just like the OG
Oh,
combo.
yeah.
Yeah.
Return to our roots.
Yeah. Shout out Jesse.
Shout out Jesse, love Jesse. But
My
original format.
yeah, I mean, my chair might be creaking a lot this episode because it just does.
That's okay.
I used like for this week I had like an exercise ball and I felt very Dwight in the office about
Yes.
it. And then I noticed that it kept like just deflating and I'm not gonna go down into the basement to bring the pump up every time it goes down like 10 centimeters. I'm like, no, thank you. I'd rather just
Bitch,
get a bad back. Like,
use that lung capacity,
no,
bitch.
I could not. I could not.
I
No
used to
way.
do that. My dad once kicked our exercise, like drop kicked our exercise ball into the yard
Oh my
because
God.
me and my sister used to just like play catch with it inside the house,
No.
and he would get so angry at us. He literally kicked it into the yard and it like
Fuck.
it burst on the tree or some shit.
Jesus.
Let's get into it.
Let us get into it. So, I think the first question that I got, I don't know, have you been, the first question I got was just before, are you on the, like, the ask page thing in our inbox? Are
Yeah,
you in
I'm on
it?
it. Is there a way to put it like to access the inbox just for the podcast?
I'm not
I can do that on
sure.
mobile, I
Yeah,
think.
you can
Let
do
me
that on
just check.
mobile.
I yeah.
I
'Cause
mean,
yeah,
I
I have
can. I
asked
don't get
for
that many asks, so like honestly, I only get ones. I answer the ones I get. So
yeah.
I can the
Here we go.
so
I got him.
the one I got one before Emma sent me one. Emma's Van Eggman's, and I got one asking about as a lesbian, how should I feel about watching? How should I feel watching lesbian porn, knowing a lot of it is made by and for men? I'd love to hear you guys talk about it. About this on the podcast too, and that's by like an anonymous person.
Yeah, you mentioned that one a couple, like
Yeah.
when you first got it, hey.
Yeah. Also, we haven't done an
What did you
intro.
say?
Fuck.
Oh.
Just going straight
Okay,
into
let's
it.
intro.
Far out. Let's
Let's
relax.
Do you
Let's
want an
relax.
intro?
Yeah. Honestly, also, I haven't listened to the last episode. I had Ruby, like, because she listens to it and then she just, like, fucking
Yeah.
just talks about it while she's listening to it. But I haven't listened to it, so I've got like I totally forgotten what we've talked about. But I guess to give us some intro, I'm BB, and
And I'm Phoebe.
yeah, you're Phoebe. Welcome back to Dykes on Mics. I've been like checking up on like our stats lately, and
Yeah.
it's been like popping off, ladies. Like,
Really?
yeah, okay, so. So total downloads by city. It was Melbourne for a bit, yeah?
Yeah.
And then now 36 downloads like in the past 3 weeks.
On what app?
This is on Simplecast. This is what we use to like upload
Nice. Yeah.
the episodes. And the largest audience that we have is in Sacramento, surprisingly. Shout out
Oh my
Ladybird.
god. Shout out Northern California. Any
Yeah.
like NorCal listeners? Wait, Sacramento is in the north
Yeah.
of California,
Yeah.
isn't it? Yeah.
It's right
Shout out
there.
NorCal listeners,
Yeah.
like
Thanks for the
say hi to
support.
Sersha
Yeah. I mean, not like California area is one of the biggest ones. England's
me. Love
pretty
that.
big. Shout out to I think that's just
Shout out
general
to
Europe. I can't
Miss
tell.
Ruby,
Shout out to Miss Ruby.
Jody.
Yes, Jody, I know we know you're listening.
We know you're listening
We know
to. Okay,
you're listening.
let me be the first one to say it this episode. Jody Comer, big focus.
Oh, God. An episode is not complete without
It is not complete. I can't believe
No.
we had one. Wait, did we even have one episode? No, the first
No.
episode we hadn't gotten the ask.
Damn, we've
It
got.
wasn't in our lives yet.
Shit, no. Honestly, Glasgow's got 23 downloads, and
That's hot.
Melbourne has 24. So Melbourne's slacking. You can't pick it up.
Pick up tell the pace.
Tell a fucking friend. What are you doing?
Tell a mate.
And like listener locations. All you guys in like South Africa and Finland and fucking Singapore and like Spain. What? Just tell a friend. Tell a friend. I want to see those numbers go up, boys. Like,
let's go. That's crazy. Netherlands. And send us some questions. Like, tell me about your lives.
Yeah,
like,
honestly. Just write me, fucking awesome. Write me a cover letter.
Yeah.
Nah, that's just so exciting. Like,
that's so cool.
Yeah. Tell a friend. Wow. If all your gay friends aren't listening to this already, then, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, if you aren't greeting each other with Jodie Comer Big Honkers on the daily, like, then, like, are you a fan? Exactly. Like, please.
On that note.
Wow.
Shout out to, Kyle and...
Yes, Kyle.
Oh, fuck. Carnio? I want to say, because we got two reviews on iTunes.
Yeah.
One's from Kyle and one's from Carnio. Carnio East is his URL on Tumblr. But I don't, like, we've legit met up for pizza. he came to Caulfield and we got pizza. And both the reviews, 5 stars, the caption, Jodie Comer Big Honkers. So shout out to you two.
Thank you. Absolute
legends. So yeah, I mean, let's get into it. Let's crack on. Do we want to?
Yeah, let's kick right off. What'd you say, babe?
Do you want to do the porn question?
Yeah. You sent it to me. So like, do you have thoughts on it? Do you want to start off?
I don't know, because it's been sitting in my inbox for like a week now.
Yeah. What's the actual question?
So it says, as a lesbian, how should I feel watching lesbian porn, knowing a lot of it is made by and for men? I'd love to hear you guys talk about this on the podcast too. So I've had this sitting in my inbox for a while, and I've just like avoided answering it because I wanted to talk to you about it, Phoebe. Because I feel like if I talked about it now, it's like, why am I talking about it again? I don't know. If I can't tell you how to feel, but but at the same time, like, it always feels weird. Like, it always has, and it's like, it, like, having that play in the back of your head, like, you're always aware of it. Like,
yeah,
it's made me uncomfortable to a point where I like really can't watch like lesbian porn, because like, it's just like, like, I don't know, Neville really was into it either. It's like, it was just like obviously so unrealistic. It's like, no one with like 6-inch long nails is gonna put their head anywhere near my pussy. Like, no.
Escape that away.
Exactly.
That is like viscerally like,
no.
Yeah. yeah. Not good.
Like, obviously it's bad. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There is no, like, feminist porn. Like, none of it.
Exactly,
none of
yeah.
it that oh, is fuck. Out there, regardless of how it's advertised. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, none of it is any way, like, good or, like, you know, striving for, like, equal rights to women. Like, there is no feminist porn. Like, if, like, it doesn't exist, and it, yeah, that's, I think that's all I have to say on it. But like, if you say anything smart, I'll just go off that as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, I definitely agree. I don't think there's any like ethical way to consume porn, because the industry is like so messed up, and like, it's monetizing the abuse of women, basically. Yeah. But at the same time, like, I don't want to come for that in anyone's life and be like, you're disgusting for watching porn.
No, exactly. Like, I can't, yeah.
It's pretty much everywhere. And, like, somewhat, like, if you're, like, you know, like, a lot of people are going to watch it to, like, learn about their own sexuality and stuff, which is not a positive thing. But I don't want to judge any woman for watching porn. Yeah, I judge men for watching porn. They should all die. But yeah, I think like sort of like try and redirect that energy elsewhere, and I've had to do that myself, like so like try and look into more like I don't know, I mean not everyone vibes with reading, but there's some really really great lesbian erotica out there, and it's just like it's every you know like it's really easy to access.
Yeah. Honestly, AO3 is free. Like, they make you.
AO3 is free. AO3 is free.
Headspace is. Oh my god, AO3.
AO3 sponsor us, bitch. Like.
I was literally about to say we've got ad space available. But
Like, yeah, and I think it's sort of, for one thing, it's more likely to be created by lesbians.
yeah.
Another thing, it's more likely to be realistic if you find good stuff. That being said, there is some wildly misleading information
Yeah.
in
Oh,
fanfiction and erotica and
no
stuff.
doubt.
You know, that's all part of the journey.
Yeah.
And also, like, there's more feelings involved, basically. I think that's a positive thing. I think it's bad to sort of, like, our culture is very invested in removing emotions from sex, and I don't think that's a positive thing.
Yeah, I know.
And there's also like a lot of great like non-fanfiction lesbian erotica out there, especially like older stuff, like
Oh, yo,
before like the
that book that you
internet
fucking gave
pornography.
me, what is it, Back to Basics? Tears my wig
Back
off
to
every
basics.
time, every time I
Back
open it.
to
Back to
basics.
Basics. Look,
Hang on,
honestly.
who's that by? I'm looking it up so I can like shout it out.
Fuck, it's by some Polish chick, isn't it? I don't know, her name just sounds
I'm
Polish.
not sure.
Andrea something, isn't it? It's on my bedside
Oh,
table. Oh, Therese,
Therese,
sorry.
Zhemanski.
Oh, what a legend. Shout out
I'm gonna
Therese
link that
Shemansky.
because shout out Therese.
Yeah.
But Miss Therese has written a bunch of other ones. I have one called Tall in the Saddle by her, or like she contributes to it. That's all like cowboy
Oh
themed,
yeah, I think
lesbian erotica.
you
Wig.
recommended that to me. I was like,
I did. It's
sorry.
very fun. And there's like full like narratives.
Honky
Yeah, the Back to Basics one is so good. It's all like butch femme stuff.
Yeah.
Have you read the one about the robber? Like the
No.
robbery?
No, I've literally read like two chapters of it, maybe.
Bitch, you need to skip to that one. I can't remember what chapter it is, but it takes my wig off. Like it is just like the wig is removed.
I did have a laugh about, I think it was like the one that was like, she was a writer or something, and it was like, it was wild.
Yeah.
Dude, some of them are cringe though. Like, you can't say all of them are
Oh,
good.
yeah.
Some of them are
And
so
that's
bad that you
like.
have to have a laugh. Like, it's not always gonna
That.
be like
Exactly.
flooding the
And that's
basement,
good
you know?
too. Like,
Like,
there's no humor in porn.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just dry. Like, it's just nothing. Like,
Yeah.
but these are cringeworthy and it's very, like, lesbian forward.
Yeah.
And they're super cheap too. They're like. I bought Back to Basics for, like, $15, like, $2 shipping.
Nice.
So, like, yeah, it's
Good.
very good.
High quality, like, and it's like history and shit, so it's like it's a combo
It is,
package. Like, you're buying one thing,
yeah.
but at the same time, you know.
Learning a bit of history. It's
Yeah.
good. It's good shit.
All right, do you want to ask Emma's question?
Yes. Emma is
Van Eggman's.
Van Ewens, yeah.
Yeah.
Dykes on mics, can we please hear some deep and meaningful thoughts on Glee slash Diana Agron? I hate
Smiley
that I've been
face.
asked this because I may cry.
I feel like for
Like.
me personally, Diana Agron was incredibly underappreciated while I was
Ugh,
watching
she
Glee.
was.
And I'm sorry, look, I apologize for my crimes. Like, know
It's
that
okay, it's okay.
I. Okay, like, please forgive me, but like.
We can't always be work at 15 years old.
Was I 15? Yeah, I was 15. I was literally
Yeah, 15, 16.
15. I had torrented every single episode of Glee, like, up to date, and I watched it all on my fucking iPod Classic, and
Shut up. Shut up.
yeah, and I really underappreciated Quinn, and
She's a lesbian.
I know, I'm so sorry, like, oh my god, her and Santana could have been so good.
Bitch, Santana put in the
She put
work.
in the work.
Santana Lopez put in the work.
She went hard. Like, I don't doubt that at all. Like,
Quinn was chugging that like water bottle. She...
For real.
She was chugging. Like, and, like...
Ugh. Down the hatch.
Down the hatch. Yeah. It was too much. It was too much. And they were about to go for round 20.
Look.
And then that scene cut away. Like, that is too iconic. Look. Like, Ryan Murphy's done some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I will go to my grave being thankful for that. To my fucking grave, bitch.
I feel like... I feel like my Quinn awakening was it post-baby when she dyed her hair pink? Oof. And
shut the fuck up. That's literally the first time I was like, I think I'm attracted to women. Literally, honest to God. And I've had the same conversation with her when they've, like, that's all their route.
Yeah. Interesting.
Fuck. Yeah, she just has, Diana Agron has power.
Yeah, she's got, I feel like she's got major nipple confidence. And she has every right to. She has every right to like have that though. Like her tits are amazing. Like
it's so true. I showed you that clip from Bear. Right?
I'm literally thinking about it right now. Like thank you.
My eyes are watering. My eyes are watering.
Yeah.
Like she has it.
Yeah.
And you know what? She can say it.
Yeah. She can say dyke. Of course. As one.
Diana Agron can say dyke because she is one.
Yeah.
She's literally her husband is such a beard. Like. There's fucking beard conspiracies about Diana Agron. I was heavily into... So, like, I started Glee as a straight person.
Wow.
Because I was 12 years old. Okay, but then my friend Kelsey, shout out Kelsey. Like, Kelsey now has an Alex Danvers URL. But, like, me and Kelsey were, like, best friends on Twitter.
Yeah.
And we'd talk all the time. And Kelsey was gay. And Kelsey was really into Fabery and would, like, tweet all the stuff about Fabery, and I eventually got into it. But me and Kelsey were the best mates. We would exchange, like, 100 messages a day. And the other day I posted on my Tumblr, I was like, I miss my friend Kelsey from Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Not even considering that she's still around or following me. And she replied, like, Phoebe, hey! It was so sweet. This is when I was, like, 14.
Aww.
It was so nice. But yeah, she got me into it, and I was so into, like, a shell... conspiracy, like Diana Agron and Lea Michele, because there is some...
I was into Michelle, but I wasn't into Fabery because I found Rachel incredibly annoying.
Wig.
I was just there for Santana, and then just Brittany just like tagged along. But I know I've said in the past that Brittany's thigh high fucking I don't know, like what material is that? Is it like acrylic? No, I don't know.
Like a little,
it's like PL, like it's like shiny fucking. Plastic.
It's like patent leather.
Yeah.
No, vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl. Like,
yeah.
Her fucking thigh-high vinyl boots, like, that did it for me. Thank you. Shout out.
Oh.
Oh, God. But, yeah.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Heather Morris is a babe and a half.
I know. I can't believe she had...
I really like her.
I don't even want to...
And she's a mum now. She's a MILF.
Yeah. I can't revisit that. No. Next question, please.
The funniest thing happened when Jesse was at my house.
Yeah.
And also Matt and April. Shout out Matt and April. Because Jesse wasn't super into Glee, like, back in the day. And, like, we were watching the Madonna episode, like...
Oh, my God.
And, like, my whole family was there. Such a good episode. And during, like, a virgin, Santana is, like, doing the most, putting in the work, like, hair flipping, like... And Jesse... Jesse was like freaking out, and I was like, bitch, have you not seen this? And she like shrieks at me, Phoebe, some of us weren't lesbians when we first watched this, okay? And like my mum found that so funny.
She quoted that while I was up there.
Yeah. True classic. But yeah, I'm Michelle conspiracies, like have you heard that thing about how like Diana Agron and Ryan Murphy had beef because of Michelle?
No?
So, like, Diana and Lea lived together in the first season of Glee.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the story goes that they were together. But then, apparently, Diana left Lea. We're assuming for Taylor Swift, which I'm not even going to get into. I don't want to get into the Taylor Swift-Diana Agron conspiracy because I could be here all day. But then, because Lea Michele was Ryan Murphy's favourite.
Yeah.
And then because Diana broke Leah's heart, he gave Quinn all those really shitty storylines. Oh, he got hit by the truck. He did, like, the, like, Lucy Fabre thing. Like, he eventually, and he eventually wrote her, like, wrote her off. So there's, and she didn't come back for the finale. She didn't come back for the episode where, like, that was, like, commemorating Cory Monteith's death. Like,
mm-hmm.
she wasn't invited back because Ryan Murphy hated her.
Incredible. I never knew all this. I just knew, like, I was just there for fucking Naya Rivera, and I still hate...
Me against the music, bitch.
Fuck off. I still hate Big Sean to this day. Like, I hate Big Sean only because he dated Naya. Also, his music shit, but, like, that's a personal opinion.
Oh my god. What was the deal? Did you know what the deal was where, like, it was controversial that she sung Problem? Like, did he leave her for Ariana?
I think so. I think, because he went from Naya to Ariana, but apparently Ariana was hanging out with Big Sean while he was still with Naya.
Oh.
I've got no idea.
Naya Rivera would kill Ariana Grande, I have no doubt about that.
Oh, no. No. Yeah. I believe,
like,
that.
She would snap her neck.
Yeah. Oh, God, what a legend. But at the same time, she literally breaks up with Big Sean and then gets engaged, like, 2-3 weeks later. It's like, okay, wow.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That was a lot to deal with. My poor... We never got that album, though. We never got that album.
What album?
The Naya album.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's still in the works. Yeah, you know what? I trust her. It's still in the works.
Okay. Well, you still in the works. One of us can trust her.
Yeah, I was never really into Naya. I think it was because Naya looked very, very similar to one of my best friends who I had, like, a massive crush on.
Ooh. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm not even going to visit that, like, in my psyche.
No.
But yeah, Diana Agron, I'm so proud of her for having, like, an amazing career. Like... Novitiate slapped, like...
She was in Novitiate for, like, 15 seconds.
Like, okay, but what was she doing in those 15 seconds?
Getting off and crying.
Getting off and crying. And that's lesbianism.
I mean, you're right. You're right. But at the same time, I wish she was doing more, and I wish... I like...
Yeah.
She's just one of those actors that I always wish she'd do more, because I can only watch... that Sam Smith music video so many times, babes. Like,
don't. I have goosebumps. It's dude, too much.
Oh my god, when she's like crying. I know you have a thing for criers, but like,
shut the fuck up. Baby, we're on the air.
Look, I could expose more, but we're not gonna go there. We'll stick
don't
with crying.
Need it. I do have editing power over me.
I know. Don't edit this out, please. It's too funny. But, like, that video is so beautiful, and she looks so good. Like,
radiant.
Oh, we love a dress. We love Diana Agron. Like, shout out.
Love Diana Agron.
Shout out to that dog.
Shout out Diana.
Yeah. Do you think... I feel like she'd be, like, really good friends with Oscar winners Emma Stone and J-Lo.
You know what? I do vibe that. Yeah. I think they would be friends, especially Emma Stone.
Yeah, I was.
But you know who Diana's friends with?
Who?
Sophie Turner.
No, really?
Yeah.
From what? How?
They went, Sophie Turner and her beard went on a double date.
Diana Agron. Let's move on. Please.
I know it's too much. It's very much publicity, but like,
I cannot.
Can't deal with it. But yeah, I love Diana. I want to see this movie she was in called Hollow in the Land.
Mm.
Because apparently she has a shower sex scene with the redheaded scary vampire from Twilight, Victoria.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Very fun.
Mm,
did you know that Bryce Dallas Howard took over her role? I knew she took... I know that there was a different Victoria in Eclipse, but, like, it's literally Bryce Dallas fucking
Howard. Oh my god, are you serious?
It's her, yeah.
I need
look
to rewatch Twilight. Like, I feel like I've seen the first
Me
one
too.
Recently, but the second and like, I don't think I've seen the last two. Maybe I've seen the last one, but yeah, I need to rewatch Twilight.
Twilight,
yeah,
outsold. Like, Twilight goes off.
Academy Award, like,
Egot for Twilight, High Camp Spectacle Twilight. Like...
Oh my god, we can't get into Twilight because then I start talking about how this first like bit of fan fiction that I got into was. From
Alice Bella.
Alice Bella. Alice Bella love. And maybe some like third Rosalie as well. Like that was red. That was red. Dude, you trifecta. Oh, what was the other one? Lee? Yeah.
Leah
or Lee? I never
Leah knew. Clearwater?
Yeah.
She's so sexy.
Yeah, she was sexy. Her and Bella, or her and Alice, like, honestly,
yep.
Limited yep. choice, but, you know, there was a range on fanfiction.net. Like, shout
absolutely.
Out. Shout out to early 2010.
Shout out to some lemons. Shout out to some yeah. lemons.
Oh my god. Phoebe, I'm going to kill you for that.
We all went there. We yeah. all that site is like etched in my memory. Oh. If I have to revisit that site, I literally have a flashback. Like, God.
Yeah. No. Okay. Next question.
Next question
is from B Dyke Energy. Is that meant to be like B? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I get you. So, number one, I love being a dyke. Number two, how to like be more of a dyke with my girlfriend. I'm very much in love with her, but I want to get over my fear of PDA. Any advice? It's a process, you know?
It is, yeah. Because you and can't, from what I understand, yeah. Miss B Dyke Energy is... Let me check. No, that's Grace's blog. I was like, what? Why is it not showing me Miss B Dyke Energy's blog?
She's 16.
Yeah, like she's... Baby Dyke.
Yeah.
Baby Dyke Energy.
Yeah.
That's what we're yeah, reading exactly. it.
We've all been 16 and, like, afraid of yeah. PDA. And it's not even just, like... I don't think it's even about... Or it might also... It might, like, be somewhat about being a dyke. But at the same time, it's just about, like... being affectionate in public with another person. Like, you've never really done that before. Yeah. It's like trying to get past that is a big step in itself, but not and then to also try to like manage the homophobia and like that sort of that, you know, sort of clusterfuck of feelings that come along with being with a woman in public. It's really hard. Like, it's I can't like lie to you as a like 20 I can forget how old I am sometimes, 22-year-old, and be like, oh, you just get over it. Like, it's just, yeah, like, man. It always takes time. Sorry, I'm just eating organic coconut flakes, so.
You bougie bitch.
Shut up.
Yeah, I agree. And also, like, because, you know, like, this is a very sensitive time, and I feel like if you, like, try to like push yourself into PDA yeah. and you have a bad experience,
yeah,
no matter what that bad experience is, like a look or whatever, like it's gonna create like a lasting impact on you. So like yeah. I think be careful with your own feelings. If you do feel uncomfortable with it, I would honor that discomfort. Like, don't look at it as something to push through. Yeah, look exactly. at it as something that's like in place that, you know, you're like, it's like a survival instinct basically. And like, what matters is like you're in love with your girlfriend, and like, you bitch, like, I just, congratulations on getting a girlfriend when you're 16. Yeah. Like, that is some hard shit to do. But I say take it slow. Like, if you have, yeah. like, friends who you trust, like, try and be a bit more affectionate in front of them. And then, like, maybe expand it out into, like, a safe space in public and try. But, yeah, like, as long as you can be open and communicative with your girlfriend about
yeah.
your feelings about this, yeah. I don't think you have a problem.
Yeah, I feel like...
I think it's all good.
I feel like that there's, like, a level of, like, embarrassment or, like, that fear that you need to get over, like, feel... What was I gonna fucking say? Shit, I just totally forgot. It's not something to be, like, embarrassed about, really. Like,
yeah.
there's no one, like, pressuring you to be, like, comfortable with that, because you don't have to be at 16 and 16 as a dyke.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing that, like... Yeah, it's not something you need to, like, get over immediately. Like, okay,
yeah.
me and you can talk about, like, literally wanting a tug and shove down our throats and, like, at a bus stop. But, like, that's us. Like, we're 22. We've got 6 years over you. 6 years of, like, just
yeah.
embarrassment and just so much dyke-ish experience that we can say that sort of stuff and we'll know how to sort of manage any reaction that we get from that. But, like, we don't want to... make it seem like you need to be putting yourself in a very What's the word?
Like, we're not shaming you.
I'm
You know
not
what I mean?
shaming, but it's like there's no pressure to put yourself in a vulnerable position
Yeah.
like that, because like, if you're not comfortable, then you're not comfortable. Like, it's that, I think
Yeah,
at the end of the
exactly.
day, it's that simple.
And some people don't like PDA, like, and like that's fair. Like, I wouldn't judge anyone for being, everyone has their own reasons for it. I think there's definitely like steps you can take. Like, I think it's important to be able to feel comfortable visibly looking like a couple in public. You don't have to, that doesn't have to be making out, that doesn't have to be like sitting on her lap, whatever. But like, I think like if you can achieve holding her hand in public, that's like a massive achievement. And if you do want to work on that, then I think that's like a good goal to strive towards. But like, don't feel like you have to push yourself, especially like this young. Like, just,
And the fact
you
that
know,
you're
you can.
aware of it this young is such a big thing, because I remember I had my first girlfriend, I think I was like 19 or something, and I couldn't, I was like really embarrassed to just like look like a couple. Like, I had this like deep like discomfort with the way that like I was being looked at, and I felt like everyone was just like staring at me. I was like, it was like a lot of pressure to sort of deal with, and a lot of like,
Yeah, and I think like when you're an adult, you do have like more access to privacy, like because you're like living out of home or like you have a car or whatever, like, and like I don't know BDAC Energy's exact situation, but I can imagine that PDA might come up as an issue more often because like you might not be able to like be alone together very much. But yeah, like don't push yourself, communicate, and like honor your feelings, I think. That's my advice. What's the next question?
It's from Grace.
Oh, Grace with a fucking paragraph again.
God.
Shout out Grace. Very fun snap. Very fun Instagram story this week. I don't know what's going on there, but there's fun there. Okay. One. Literally next time you're both in the same place, I'm gonna launch a missile in revenge for that Aries hate in part one.
Well,
That's your problem, isn't it?
yeah, that's a
That's
you
that seems like a
problem.
you problem.
I don't subscribe.
Two, what are your thoughts on hashtag drinking in the lesbian community? Not to harken back to 2014 era, wish there were bookshops for queers discourse because there literally are bookshops. But I guess I just wanted to get your thoughts on the association between lesbian and bars and even drinking problems, particularly given you're sober, Phoebe. Sleep with your eyes open though, legit X. Don't rate Aries in general, just gonna reiterate
Yeah, I know.
that. Yeah, interesting.
I actually had half a conversation with Ruby about this, because
Oh yeah.
we started talking and it was like 10:30, and I mentioned the topic to her, and then she started talking, and it was just like, it was so nice just listening to her voice that I
You gay bitch.
asleep. And she was like, "Babes, you awake?" And I'm like, So
Wait,
shut up.
did I tell you when we were both sleeping in Jesse's lounge room, you and me, and you were like on the phone to Ruby, I was so tired and I heard you say like love you and I nearly said love you too, but like then I realized you were on the phone with Ruby.
I would have said thanks. Oh, love you too, babes.
Ugh, love.
But do you want to go ahead on this? Because I feel like you've probably got, I mean, we've both got dads. I think, honestly, personally, I think that my dad has a minor drinking problem. But that's,
I mean, whose doesn't,
whose
really?
doesn't really? Like, I think every lesbian, or like almost every lesbian, has an interesting relationship with alcohol because of their father. So
Oh, that struck a chord within me that was
yeah.
too resonant with that comment. Yeah, I don't drink. I've never been like properly drunk in my life, for a variety of reasons that I've like sort of gotten into on my blog and stuff. But yeah, I think historically, like, it, I think it comes down to like how society structured in general. Like, bars for anyone has been like a social
Yeah.
organizer, basically. And like, not to get too deep, but like, I think it is a capitalism thing, because like, especially like working class, especially because like, it's like cheap entertainment, and it has been like that for like a century. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, work, bar, home. That's like, that's the
Yeah.
like working class like thing. So it's only natural then that like lesbian bars were the like main place for like social like engagement, because like upper class lesbians had their own like secret societies and stuff.
Yeah,
Working
like
class
that, yeah.
lesbians didn't have that, and bar culture is still like echoing like in our like social lives today. And I don't really have a problem with that. Like, I do, like, I don't mind hanging out in bars. I like don't mind hanging around people who are drinking, like, because you can't really avoid it. But it, like, for most of the time, it's not really a problem for me. Sometimes it is, but like, my friends and like people who I hang out with in gay bars, I don't really mind. The thing that does bother me is like clubbing. Like, I don't vibe with the fact that like one of the main places for me to meet like girls would be at a club, where
Yeah.
it's like expected that everyone's like off their face, and like dance floor hookups are like the norm.
Yeah.
Because like, I think it really inhibits like genuine connection. And like in a bar, you can have a conversation with someone, and you can also dance, and you can drink, and whatever.
Yeah.
But all the events close to me are like big clubbing events where they have like jelly wrestling and shit like that, and it's just like not my vibe, not my speed. Everyone's super young, like, and there's like lots of drugs and lots of alcohol and stuff. So like, I definitely think the gay community in general has like a substance abuse like
Yeah.
issues, like, and it's been like that for ages,
Yeah.
like for gay men and lesbians. But I do see people like making an effort to like break that cycle, and I think honestly sometimes just showing up and not being drunk is like kind of a way to do that. Like, you can show people that you like don't have to drink to like have fun and like engage in the community.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always like, I want to support like less alcohol based events. But there aren't really very many of them, which is
Yeah.
like kind of sad.
I mean, my sort of philosophy on the whole connection between, I think not even just like bars and like I think there's only like two lesbian clubs in Melbourne, and I've been to one, and that was barely like
Yeah.
really like exclusively lesbians. But I feel like, and you meet, you don't, I don't know, I don't think it's wise to go to a club to sort of find the love of your life, because the
Yeah.
sort of place or the environment that you meet them in is really like telling of not only like maybe the relationship that you're gonna have, but also the sort of person they are. And
Absolutely,
maybe
yeah.
I say that because most of my sisters, or no, all of my sister's boyfriends that she's had, were like guys she's met like while clubbing. Truth be told, I did introduce a guy to her 2 years ago, like New Year's Eve. So that's on me, mostly. But like for me, like I've never been interested in hooking up at a club, or even at a bar, really, like trying to like pick up at a bar, because one, I don't have that like level of confidence or like skill to in like talking in general. So me doing this podcast is it takes a
You're
lot,
doing
like,
great. You're doing great.
yeah, thank you, oh my god, like but yeah, I feel like I'm too much of a like a homebody to actually be invested in any type of, you know, discourse around like gay, lesbian, bi events, like any kind of LGBT sort of events, because I'm not gonna go out. Like, I'm really not gonna go out. And I know that doesn't help, but, like, yeah, that's my honest opinion. And I mean,
sorry, go on.
No, and, like, I think what Ruby was saying, or from what I can remember, is just, like, general, sort of, because she's straight edge, too. And from what I remember that she was saying, it's just, like, that sort of guilt that you, or, like, that, not guilt, but, like, that feeling that you have when everyone else is, like, drunk around you and you're the only one sober, like, I guess everyone, or, like, most people know that feel. If you've been a fucking Dezo, you know how that feels.
Yeah.
And it's not just, like, sad, like, it's not sadness even, it's just, like, do you reckon there's a... No, let's move on, because I don't know how to phrase this question.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I reading the next one?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so this is from Jazz. Miss you, you sexy
Miss
bitch.
You, Jazz. I can't believe she's 23. Sexy Instagram.
Like,
sexy Instagram presence,
yeah,
that
I know,
one.
Yeah, follow Jazz. What's Jazz's Instagram?
I think it's Soft Jazzmo, but let me look it up.
While you're looking that up, I'll read the question. She says, hello, my fave Aussie Dykes. Don't like the way you've spelt Aussie, by the way, Jazz. I'm going on hiatus for a hot minute, so here are some cues while I'm gone, ski. One, tell your listeners your coming out stories. Two, I'd love to hear you just pop off about Sandra Oh not winning the Emmy. Three, communicating and open up. Shut up. Communicating and opening up is hard, so what's your advice for someone trying to be more communicative and open, specifically with their romantic partner? So that S isn't just like ellipses. Is that brackets? Brackets. Let's go with
brackets.
Yeah. So where
do you
want to
go from behind, as we usually do?
As per usual. Yeah, I mean, I feel like as a professional in communicating. I think it has to start from the start. Like, for me, when I first got into my current relationship, it depended on a lot of honesty and vulnerability and opening myself up to someone. Just being unsure that they felt the same way about me. And I think a big part of that is also accepting the fact that they're not always going to take it right, and that sometimes their opinion isn't always right. Like, I remember Jazz was telling me about the couple of dates she's been on, and how, you know, when you talk through text, like, you're saying stuff, you're like, oh, I really wanted to kiss you, blah, 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 this, that. But then when you're hanging out in person, you get, like, really, really shy, and, like, you don't know if you can, and it's just, like, there's that, like, expectation and whatever, and it's, like, first off, there's nothing stopping the other person from doing this. Like, if the other person wanted to kiss you as well, they would have, like, why didn't she? And it's, like, and then Jazz goes and tells me, it's, like, I feel like this is an expectation, like, from me as someone who's presenting more, like, masculine. And I'm just, like, that's the tea. Like, that's unfortunately, like, the majority of all butch, experiences with non-butch women. Like,
yeah, I feel that. Yeah. It's very much like you have to make the first move.
Yeah. And you shouldn't have to. Either one of you can make the first move. This relate, like, it's not a one-way street. You don't get to you don't have to decide everything. Like, that pressure shouldn't be put on you to, like,
exactly
decide everything and, like, initiate and, like, that's a lot. Like, you can't.
And I think it's perfectly fine if, like, a girl has a preference of, like, she would rather be kissed than kissed.
Yeah.
But there's a way to go about that where you make it very clear that you want whoever you're seeing to kiss you.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just, like, sitting there being totally, like, platonic and, like, not using your body language and your words to demonstrate, like, I would really like if we started kissing, like, then, yeah, like, I think it's shit that the other person has all the expectations put on them, because it's a very scary position to be in sometimes, where you, like, don't know which way to go.
Yeah, especially if that other person isn't sort of giving you stuff to sort of go off.
Yeah.
And, like, use your fucking words. Like, if you want someone to kiss you, just, like, say it. Like, and that does, like, at the, like I said before, like, being, communicating and opening up isn't just about, like, is one expecting the other person to understand, but, like, also knowing that they might not, like, it's a process.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just, like, something that sort of works out once and it'll work out forever. Like, even me and Ruby, like, sometimes we have trouble communicating, but we get through it. It's usually me who's the asshole. So, but, like, it is hard. And it's hard. No, I get that. Like, if that makes any sense, I have no idea.
No, yeah. There's a really good, that reminds me of this really good Adrienne Rich quote.
Yeah.
And I might reblog it to the Tumblr or something. And part of it is an honorable relationship is one where we're constantly, like, refining the truths that we tell each other.
Yeah.
So it's like, sometimes there'll be something that you want to tell your partner that you won't be able to put into words, or you're not ready to tell her, but, like, the fact that you're working towards, constantly striving towards honesty, openness, vulnerability, and sometimes that's as simple as saying, I want to talk about this, but I don't know if it's going to come out right, or I want to talk about this, but, like, I don't know if I have the language for it, and I'm scared of what you're going to think, because, like, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be communicating one thing, you have to, like, try and articulate, like, your thoughts and feelings around it to sort of, like, contextualize it, you know what I mean?
That is so hard, yeah, I know, and I've had that issue
before. It's very hard to do.
That's a really nice quote, like...
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. It's really good.
And, it, like, for me, especially in a relationship where it is, like, predominantly around, like, verbal communication or, like, written communication, and especially in written where a lot of stuff can be, like, misread, as in, like, tone. You were talking about tone.
Yeah, that's really hard.
Not sort of, like, going through very well in text, and it's true. Like, it's, yeah. Communicating is so important, though, like, in any...
It really is.
Especially, like, in a dyke context.
Yeah.
Where,
and it's hard. Yeah. Like, it's very hard. But, like, when it happens well, like, when you achieve something, or even when you go through something hard and, like, come out on, like, a resolution on the other side of it, it's so rewarding and so worth it. Like, feeling seen and feeling heard in a relationship is, like, the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And, like, working through issues, it's, like...
Yeah.
And just, like, you realise that this person is, like, you're telling this sort of stuff that you've never really told a person, like, before. And it's because they've made it so comfortable for you to be able to talk about this and that you want them to know.
Yeah.
Like, that takes time. You can't expect to be open with someone and, like, immediately talking about your, like, past relationships and, like, fucking traumas and everything on the first date. Like, that is a really, like, bad position to put the other person in as well. Like, you have to be conscious about, like, what sort of information you're giving this other person, like, think about the weight of what you're saying as well. Like, I know that this is a bit, like, off topic now, but, like, I was reading this article, it was either Mediocre Lesbian Memes on Instagram, right, or one of the other, like, really famous or well-known dyke Instagrammers that wrote about, like, that first date sort of like experiences, and I'll try to find it. It read really, like,
was it Xena Warrior Princess?
I think so.
Yeah
Like,
yeah, you have to, like, be conscious of, like, not only trying to open up yourself, but trying to create an environment, like, a vibe where the other person feels safe enough and comfortable enough to open up.
And as, like, in a first date perspective, you shouldn't be telling this other person, like, what kind of like relationship are you trying to form here? Like that guilt or like that like I don't know, if someone told me on the first date like about their like past traumas and everything, it just make me like feel like fuck, like there's like a deep sense of like responsibility on me now. Maybe that's just my sort of like personality, but it's just like, why am I being told this sort of stuff? Like, what does she want from me, really? Like, yeah. Anyway.
See, yeah, see, personally, I don't have a massive problem with that. I think it, like, it's context in that date, though. Like, I've had really long first dates that have sort of, like, been really long
Oh,
conversations into the
yeah.
night.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, I feel like if it comes up organically, then that's good. And, like, first date that I went on recently that was really good, like, she sort of straight up, she was like, I know there's, like, an unspoken lesbian rule to not talk about exes, but, like, what was your last relationship like? You don't have to say if you don't want to, but, like, I'm curious.
Yeah.
And, like, I shared and she shared. And I think that was kind of cool. Like, I think communication, especially in dating, like, it's about, like, testing the waters, and it's about, like, giving people outs. Like, if there's things you want to know, like, make it clear that it's not, that you're not going to hold it against them
Yeah.
if they don't feel comfortable sharing straight away.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, just keep things light, keep things fun, keep things sexy, like,
We love a bit of sexiness in this house.
oh, we certainly do. We certainly do.
Yeah. Thank you.
So do you want to move on to
Are we
Sandra
still?
not winning
Yeah.
Emmy?
I mean, I wasn't watching live. I was just going off what I was seeing on my dash. But
I
honestly, gutted. Like, I think there's only one word
got
for
it.
it, and that's gutted.
Got it. Two words, gutted and snubbed. I feel personally snubbed. I was watching it live. I had been watching it since, I'd been watching the coverage of it since 9 a.m., like the red carpet thing.
Whoa.
First of all, she looked snatched. Like, she looked so good.
Yeah.
Like the red silk, like, bitch. Oh my god. And like, she brought both of her parents.
Yeah, like that's a dyke move.
That's a dyke move, absolutely. Like,
And I
apparent,
know
like,
that she's
I.
been bringing them like since the dawn of time, but like dyke, like hello.
Absolutely dyke. Like, she's
Yeah.
never brought, like, a partner to an award show. Which is, like, I see you. But yeah, and they, like, they sat her f in the front row with her elderly parents, and they gave her, like, a little thing to say in the intro, and they had like a couple of jokes about her, so it was a very much like, Sandra Oh is here, this is her year to like win this Emmy. Like, so everyone in the writing team must have thought that it was her, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, everyone thought it was gonna be her.
Yeah. Of course.
And
Like,
I
who
tell
else?
you what, like, I am so cut up about it. Like, I watched season two of The Crown because Claire Foy won instead. I felt so bad for Claire Foy, actually, because like, she was like, she got up there and she's like, Sandra Oh, I love you. Because, like, everyone thought it was going to be her.
Yeah.
Like, that I would not want to be her for a second. And, like, Claire Foy did a great job on The Crown. Like, she, like, if she, if there was one part of her performance that wasn't working on that show, the show would fall to shit.
Yeah.
And, like,
I
it's a pretty, you know,
it's
it's a decent period
women
drama, like.
just like women keep going, babes. Let's never
Yeah,
forget
like, we
that.
love women. We
Yeah.
love women.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not tearing down Miss Claire Foy. Like, I think she did a good job, and like, any other year she would have deserved it.
Yeah.
But Sandra Oh has been nominated previously for Grey's, I think, 2 times or 3 times.
Yeah. And never as a leading, like as a lead.
Or yeah, she
Yeah.
was supporting. Like, I like can barely even touch on the fact that she was the first Asian woman nominated as like a leading actress. Like, for that reason alone, she deserved it, but like, Killing Eve
Yeah.
outsold.
Yeah.
Killing Eve outsold.
Yeah, Killing
It's
Eve outsold.
plain and
Ruby
simple.
was literally saying, like, Killing Eve's playing on TV now, and
Yeah.
everyone's watching it. Like, everyone is
It's
feeling it.
huge
But,
in England right now.
yeah. I mean, everyone's also missing out on the incredible, like, lesbianism, but, you know, homophobia is rampant, and that's, yeah,
Absolutely.
unforgivable.
Yeah. And it's very fun to like, I mean, it's not fun, I hate it, but like, if you look at The Crown, it's literally about like the family that is the source of like all the imperialism in the world. It's an all-white cast.
Yeah.
It's like, even though it's about the queen, it's very much about the men in her life. Like,
Yeah.
and Killing Eve has an Asian female lead. It's about obsession between two women. The cast is, like, it could be more diverse, but, like, it is pretty diverse. And it's, like, what are they endorsing here? Like, you can't just pay lip service and, like, nominate people of colour and then just, like, not give them the fucking exactly. awards. Like, what the fuck? Like, Sandra Oh deserved that Emmy beyond doubt. Like,
yeah.
And everyone thought, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm everyone, sad. Next
yeah,
year, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she'll probably get it next year.
Yeah? Good.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I thought Amy Adams might be in that same category, but I think Sharp Objects is going to be nominated for, like, a limited series, not drama.
Okay. I don't know anything about awards, so...
Yeah, I mean... The awards gay life is one of many disappointments, so count yourself lucky.
And
tell
then,
the listeners your coming out stories.
Is there like a really like how do you define a coming out story? Really,
I think we've already like. What? Also, Jazz's Instagram was Soft Jazzmo.
Yeah,
J A S M O. I think we've already sort of
yeah.
covered it. Have we?
I mean, the first person I came out to was my cousin, and that was over like Facebook Messenger because she was in Switzerland at that time, studying. And I told her, and I wish I could go back into, like, chat archives, because I really want to know what, but, like, she was, I told her, and she was like, oh, baby, like, I knew. So, but she was so happy that I told her, and I remember being so stressed about it, because I, like, she is one of, like, the most, like, she's just, like, the smartest, one of the smartest people I know, academically, I think streetwise, not so much, not so much. no offense, Catherine. But yeah, that's my coming out story, you know. Essentially.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember who I came out to. Oh, I told my sister I was bi. And she was like, I think everyone is, like, kind of shrugged. Classic nice. Hattie.
Yeah.
And then I came up to my mum as bi because my dad kept making, like, homophobic jokes to, like, stir us up. Like, he wasn't, like, being actively hateful or anything.
Just a dad.
But just being a dad, just, like, teasing us and whatever because he thought I, like, cared about it. And I told mum, I was like, this isn't just because I'm, like, political and whatever. It's because I'm bisexual and I might end up with a woman one day. And I think I was, like, 15 or 16.
Yeah.
And I think... I remember her asking me, like... I had, like, a shirt. Like, she brought me a shirt from the op shop. And it was, like, a men's shirt, but it was, like, a fancy one. So she's like, you can wear this, like, with skirts and stuff. And... I was like, she was like, you can wear it with this. I'm like, no, mum, I'll look like such a lesbian in that.
Mm.
And she was like, oh, are you a lesbian? Like, she just asked me, like, this is before, like, before the, when I told her I was bi, and I was like, maybe like 10%.
Wow. That's brave.
I think that was when I was like 14. But I was like, I had these two friends, one of them was a lesbian and one of them was bi. And I was like, well, like, out of the three of us, I'm the straight one, and then such and such is bi, and then such and such is lesbian. Like, I told that to my mum. So I've had, like, many varied coming out conversations with my mum. But then my mum, like, told my whole family, like, after I started dating a girl in university, which I didn't vibe with.
Love a Scorpio.
But we live only alone. Love a Scorpio, because she loves to share.
Yeah. Love a local.
Shut the fuck up. That has scarred me for life.
That honestly. Was so fucking funny. So, do you want to read the next message? It's a message more than a...
B-Dyke Energy once again. Okay, but hearing the words Jodie Comer, Harry Pussy while on the bus on the way to school made my dyke ass ascend. Y'all are so fucking funny. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Pussy Probiotic says, as a Libra, my dyke ass is hurt. Love you all still, though.
I love Libras.
Yeah, I think that's directed mostly at me.
Yeah.
And then Clotted Curls says, here's some potential dyke fashion dykery for you. What fashion trends types of outfits do lesbians do better than men? Alternatively, oh fuck, what did I just say? Alternatively, sorry. What are some trends that are considered tacky, outdated that you like? I.e. shoulder pads are the greatest. P.S. Love your pod. P.P.S. Melbs for life. Love that. Thank you. Shout out to Aurora, I think. Yeah. So, I think dykes just, like, do all types of outfits better than men in general.
Absolutely. Dykes aren't sold.
There was a post that was going around that was like, butch lesbians don't dress like men, men dress like butch lesbians.
Yeah.
Which is so true, and it links up very well with a recent realization of mine. I don't even know if, like, you saw those posts, but it was mostly about me talking about, like, the clothes that I buy, like, most, like, I buy all my clothes, and my parents have always been, like, super judgmental, because what I buy is mostly, like, men's stuff, and, yeah. It's, like, that's not gonna look good on you, because it's men's clothing, like, there's always been, like, that sort of, like, you can't wear this because it's men's, and it's just, like, realizing that, like, they think, or they probably would think that I'm, like, trying to be more of a man or anything. It's like, no, I'm just trying to be more like myself. Like, this isn't me trying to be like anyone else. Like, I'm just trying to feel comfortable in clothes, and if this is the sort of fit that I feel comfortable in, I don't care if I look bad. Like, I feel good. Like, it shouldn't depend on whether or not my fucking parents think I look good or not. And most of the time they say I look shit, and I'm just like, I don't give it, like, I don't care. Like, I literally, like, I could not give, like, a rat's ass.
Yeah, they don't have, like, your best interests at heart in that situation. Absolutely. Because they don't understand.
No. Sometimes I do, like, go back and change just so I don't, like, cop shit.
Mm.
But at the same time, you know, I can't, like, I cannot wait to just throw everything out of my wardrobe. Anyway, and lately, that, like, the whole Hawaiian shirt unbuttoned trend has been really popular, I think on Twitter.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Like, not to be a bitch, but, like, I was doing that last summer before everyone else was.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just saying.
I was doing that during summer while in Europe.
Snatch.
It's somewhere in my tag. We would know. But alternatively, what are some trends that are considered tacky, outdated, that you like? Look, when I bought my suede leather jacket from Savers, I had the shoulder pads taken out, because I hate shoulder pads. Also, my shoulders used to be really broad back then. Now they're not, because my posture's bad and I'm not swimming that much. But, like, my broad shoulders and then shoulder pads as well in that, like, leather jacket, it was just, like, not a good look.
Your shoulders are mad broad, for one.
Really? They feel so small. Yeah. I need to get back into
You have K-swole shoulders.
What?
You have K-swole shoulders.
Oh, my God. Cancer cis for life.
She changed her Instagram name. I can't remember what it was. I think Lichen Gains or something. Yeah. This is a power lifter on Instagram that we both love.
Oh, God.
What She's so legend. Sexy. I'm so butch for K-swole, legit. Yeah,
butch for stud, like, absolutely.
Butch for stud, butch for stud.
She's amazing, like, if I want to be like anyone, it's literally like her.
You have her energy, though, like, you have the same energy.
Oh, thank you. she just seems like such a nice person, and it's, like, so fun to be around. It's, like,
lovely. Did you see her story today? She was, like, at the, like, bounce
thing?
Yeah, and she was, like, so throwing cool. all these kids in the foam pit.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's so sweet. I want to be strong enough to throw kids in a foam pit.
Yeah. You'll get there one day, buddy.
I will.
So what fashion trends are you into? Like, I feel like we've both got very different, like, tastes or, like, wardrobes in general.
I'm flooring in my wardrobe at the moment because, like, a lot of the stuff Like, I don't have that much money for clothes, so I buy, like, cheaper stuff and I wear it so much. Like, I wear it heaps and heaps and heaps. So everything starts to feel a bit worn out. Like, I bought these pants from, fuck me, I think it was, like, JJ's or some shit, because, like, they stock, like, pants in my size. And, like, they started off really good, but now they're sort of pilling and, like, they feel a bit gross. But I want to go for, like, classic stuff this summer. Like, I have a lot of, like, fancy, like, short sleeve shirts with, like, lots of different patterns on it. And I just want to keep it really simple and, like, I have some good quality, like, plain t-shirts. Because, like, from working out, my shoulders are getting a bit bigger and they fill out the t-shirts really nicely. So just that. And I have these, like, I like ASOS a lot. And I have these, like, chinos from ASOS that I'm going to buy in a couple of different colors because they're, like, nice and light and good quality. And I just like stuff that, like, fits me nicely.
I feel like, you get a,
Sorry, I'm just yawning through this.
you get away with a lot more considering like your build, but then
Yeah,
it comes to me
I'm
like,
pretty lucky that way.
fuck me, like these Dickies that I bought, they fit so well, like at the waist, but
Yeah.
we want a taper, so I'm gonna have to taper them. But yeah, I mean my wardrobe is like 80% shoes at this point. And I've got like four pairs of black t-shirts that I have on rotation most of the time. Otherwise it's like grey like Nike t-shirts. And even though like I've got two shelves full of shirts, I just never wear them, and it's like I did started wearing them before I went to Europe, and I had lost like a fair bit of weight and I look absolutely like sexy in them all. So we'll see if I actually do start wearing them, but like I've got like 6-year-old fucking queen shirts that have worn out so bad, like the lettering is like totally faded, and like it like it could be like almost pass as a crop top because it's so I bought it so long ago, but like I can't bring myself to throw it out. Like I just have a lot of old shit, but like tacky outdated stuff. Like babes, you know me, like I'm not, that's not my brand. Like I was literally
Yeah, I don't vibe with like a king princess flared pants
no.
energy. Like, I prefer to look actually sexy instead of just like ugly.
I mean for me
Like, no tina shade.
it's like ugly but like sexy because it's expensive. That's very much my brand. And I feel like I need to work on it like a bit more because right now we're just slacking a bit.
Me too. When I get the cash, I'm doing a fucking overhaul,
No joke,
honestly.
the moment I buy this fucking plane ticket to go visit my girlfriend, I was gonna say something else. I am just like getting a whole new wardrobe, like legit.
Please.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. I can't wait to look sexy and just like,
Legit.
yeah.
I have so much ugly shit that I just like, I don't feel comfortable throwing out because if I threw it out, I would have like nothing in my wardrobe.
Yeah.
And I just like the stuff that I wear around the house. Like, I wear really ugly shit around the house, like t-shirts that I wouldn't wear out. And I think I need to like stop doing that and just like buy some cheap ones that I feel good in, because like when I'm just like around the house, like reading and whatever, looking and feeling not great,
Yeah.
like appearance wise, it doesn't. Like, it makes me want to just like stay in my house like a fucking hermit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I feel like that's the difference between you and me because I actually don't mind looking ugly. I didn't leave the
Oh, yeah,
house.
like.
I didn't leave the house once today, so that feels very good.
Oh, I just. Like, I like it too much. I think that's the thing. Like,
I mean,
and I
see,
just, like,
you're
don't leave
bothered
the house
by
for, like,
it.
days.
Yeah. You're bothered by it. I'm just like, I accept it. Like, I embrace it. Thank you.
Oh, fuck, my knees are cooking it.
Yeah. I mean,
Jesus
for
Christ.
me, I also just wanted to, like, do a lot of stuff to my clothes. Like, some of my t-shirts, like, just like, I don't know, like, cutting the sleeves off or, like, every summer I turn my jeans into shorts, and it's just like, yeah, it's little things like that. Worn a fucking like as fucking crusty like crust jeans or whatever the fuck they're called, but they're so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's like, that's her
Shout out
style. Like,
Orna.
yeah, shout out Orna, love you so much, I miss you. And it's like I always kind of have ideas in the back of my head of like shit I want to do to my clothes, but I never get around to them. I've still got some fucking Vincent van Gogh sunflower patches that I bought from the gallery in
Oh, yeah.
London. And just having your
I
own
didn't
shit looks
answer.
cool, like,
Yeah.
yeah, especially also with like shoes and stuff, like doing shit to your shoes is so fun. Like,
Yeah, I love how I lace my Docs. It's really
yeah.
changed my look with my Docs. Like, I was fully prepared to, like, throw my Docs out and, like, get different boots and stuff, even though they
Wow.
were, like, perfectly fine. But I changed how they were laced, and it's, like,
Yeah, it's like
really
small
thrown it
things.
together.
Yeah. Small things like that. I totally cut like the plastic bit off my sock darts, like my Nikes, and started lacing them like with like actual laces and not the plastic like strap.
Yeah.
And they look like nice as fuck, and I love them, and it's like me, I guess.
Love
It's
that.
good. I think dyke fashion or like our fashion tastes have are so different because I'm much more like a sporty, high-end
Streetwear sort of
fashion
stuff, yeah.
sort of vibe, where yours a bit more like classic, sort of tame-ish dyke.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it works.
Classic
It
what-ish
works for
dyke?
both. Sorry.
What classic what-ish dyke? What was that
Tame-ish,
second word?
tame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to keep it basic in a sexy way.
Yeah,
I
I love
do
that.
love a patterned shirt though. Like, I'm
Oh,
way more out
yeah.
there in summer. Like, I wear way more colors in summer and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. Yeah.
I
Do you want to
mean,
move on to the next question?
yeah, I mean, the only reason I like summer is my legs look amazing, so.
Oh,
Yeah.
bitch, you have those legs.
Shout out to my calves.
Now with the tat, love. Shout out to my sexy sleepy voice. Because it's like 10:48, 10:38.
10:38. Well, oh, we're almost done. We've got a,
Yeah.
yeah. So,
I'm a sleepy bitch.
Biconic. I don't think this Capricorn got a permit to talk to me. But you know what? We'll accept it. Did y'all? I hate when Australians use y'all. Have gay awakenings? And was it, or was it, and what was it? Or was it more of something that was just always there for you? Thanks for making us all have a laugh in the darkness of the world. Moi. Do you want
Yeah, I mean, I think it was definitely like there for me, like all through my childhood and stuff. Like, I had crushes on, like, I had a big crush on Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, and I had a crush on, like, the girls from High Five, like Kathleen specifically.
Oh, was that the one with the puppet?
Yeah, Jup Jup.
Yeah.
Love Jup Jup. And, like, I used to watch, when I was 11, I watched Stick It, like, every single day, like, on repeat, on repeat, repeat. So there was, like, a really nice time of innocence in my childhood where I had, like, crushes on, like, really, really strong crushes on women, but, like, I didn't know what they were, I didn't know what the implications of that were. So I didn't feel any shame about it, like, it was just really unadulterated, like, pure, like, happy little, like, attraction from, like, little child me. And then I sort of, when I was around, like, 12, 13, oh, 12, so I was in year 6, we had these, like, German exchange students stay with us, and the same time that they stayed with us, Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl came out,
Yeah.
and everyone was losing their shit over I Kissed a Girl. Everyone was like, oh my god, it's so disgusting, like, ew, like, she's,
Yeah.
like, you know, she's, like, gross, blah, blah, blah. And I remember, like, hating it and, like, listening to the song and being really, really, really uncomfortable. But then I saw a video, like, the music video, and I had this exact thought in my head. I was like, I didn't know lesbians could be beautiful.
Wow.
Like, I remember thinking that. So, like, I'm in this house, I Kissed a Girl is everywhere. These two German exchange students who were 18 and 21 and both, like, very cute in my house, and I would get so shy around them and so bashful, and I was like, maybe this is, like, maybe there's, like, a link here, blah, blah, blah. But I sort of repressed it.
Yeah.
Like, because I was too young to, like, cope with that. But I remember fully, like, being in the library at school and, like, everyone put, like, USBs in and put, like, music on the laptops.
Yeah.
And I remember going around to every single computer and deleting I Kissed a Girl off every single one.
Yeah.
But, like, my head was, like, totally blank while I was doing it. But I hated it. I was very scared. Wow. Yeah, and then I think when I went to high school, I had friends who were, like, very precocious, and they were like, I'm bi, like, I've kissed a girl before, like, I love Alice from Twilight. So I was sort of, like, forced to reckon with it.
Yeah.
But there was a time, like, when I was 12, 13, there was, like, a great period of shame for me where I would, like, worry a lot that I liked women.
Yeah.
But honestly, Glee fixed that for me, literally.
When did I realise? Or, like, gay awakenings? Yeah, for me, it's been the same. It's always, like, just had a deep love for, like, women in general and women that I could look up to mostly, and just having a good, like, I think most of my, like, primary school teachers were women, and just being really, like, really, really comfortable around women. Maybe not just, yeah, like, not, like, and, like, a lot of, like, I've got some, like, major, like, issues with my mum, like, relationship-wise, where there is, like, a big distance, so, like, a mothery, like a mother figure to me was always, like, really important to sort of,
yeah,
seek out in any, like, environment that I was in. But, yeah, for me, like, we've talked about this before, like, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
and, like, just slowly, like, realising that, you know, like, lesbians do exist, and I was just so, I remember just being so unaware and naive about it.
Yeah, and, like, naive is the exact word.
Yeah, and I'm just so grateful that, like, I realised, like, I don't know where I'd be if I hadn't, and I think I'd be very miserable, and I feel like there is, like, a certain type of, like, kind of misery that also came along with realising and having the relationship that I have with my parents, because, like, sometimes when I was younger, or, like, even at the start of the year, I had, like, I was, like, majorly afraid of, like, actually having to, like, settle and end up with a man and just, like, live my life just unhappy for the rest of my life. But, like, yeah, that's a whole different, like, can of worms. But, like, and
yeah,
honestly, I have no idea what it has to do with, like, realizing. But yeah, that's been my experience with, like, realization.
Yeah. So next question.
Yeah. Last two,
is from Krebsbian.
Yeah.
Lots of people talking about tenderness at the moment. What does tenderness mean to you? I mean, I don't know. Like, it's, I think tenderness is, like, kind of self-explanatory. Yeah. It's, like, tenderness is anything that gives me, like, a bit of, like, heart pain, but, like, in a sweet way.
Yeah.
Like, depending on how I feel about the evil eye, I might cut this bit out, but today, like, I hung out with this girl that I've been seeing, and, like, when she was leaving to, like, get on the train and go home, she'd, like, put her jacket on, and, but, like, the collar was, like, sticking up, so I, like, fixed the collar for her, and I could sort of see it register to her as really tender, and she was like, that's so, so sweet, and, like, we kissed and whatever, and, like, I got that, like, sort of twinge in my heart of, like, oh, like, it's, like, when something's, like, too sweet and, like, you don't want it to end, I think.
Yeah.
That's how I would describe tenderness, but I think tenderness and butchness, like, goes hand in hand. Like, yeah. I remember that, old Personals ad, that was titled, like, Tough and Tender, and I think tenderness is definitely, like, there's vulnerability involved, there's an element of, like, sensuality involved sometimes, but not overtly sexual, and just, like, emotion and longing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I can add much more to that, but, like, I can't I can't describe or like put into words the feelings that I
Yeah.
have when I experience like tenderness. Whether I like, whether it's like giving or receiving. But it's just, yeah. I mean, obviously my experiences now with Ruby are a lot more different, or are a lot different to the ones you're having, but it's still like, there's still like moments where we both recognize that there is like a sense of, or there is like tenderness just floating, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very much a psychic thing. Like, it's very, like, it's in two directions, you know what I mean? Like, I
Yeah.
feel like you, it's a mutual realization at the time, and, like, and also, like, physical as well. Like, there's certain, like, I do, like, even thinking about it, I, like, feel it in my heart. Like, my chest is, like, a little bit tight, like,
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a very powerful like mind body
For
connection
me,
with like
yeah.
another person as well.
It's such a like an intangible sort of
Yeah, perfect
feeling
word for
to,
it, yeah.
yeah, to describe, because it's like a whole cluster of like emotions, and there's yeah, and it's just like tenderness is the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Love
bitch, I'm so
tenderness.
sleepy.
So yeah, same.
This is going to be a very chilled out episode. Listen
Yeah.
to this if you're going to go to sleep.
Yeah. I've still got so much fucking work to do for uni.
Oh, bitch.
I've left it for last minute as usual. Sorry, Kyle, I won't be able to
Classic.
make it to D&D this week.
Oh.
But you know, you live and you learn. I
Yep.
usually skip the learning part. So the last question is from Vic at, I don't know if I can say this URL because it goes against, it's like
What's the URL again?
it's blasphemous. It's Lily
Oh,
James
yeah.
bisexual. We don't stand Lily James in this house. But Vic says Julia Gillard misogyny speech discuss. I swear to God, Vic, when I read this, I moaned. Like, I literally let out a deep guttural moan. Like, it was. Look, that video, it is, look, I've got a tab open. I went to watch it. I'm 3 minutes into this 15-minute fucking video. If you do not pause this podcast right now and go to YouTube and fucking search Julia Gillard's misogyny speech in full, watch it. ABC News Australia, fucking October 8th, 2012. God damn.
2012. That's so long ago.
Peak time in Australian politics, because we had Julia Gillard as Prime Minister, took over from Kevin Rudd, was it? Literally, it's got 3,090,000 views, 93,000 views. I think 3 million of these views are from me. Like, I'm just gonna come out and say it. I've seen this video so many fucking times that it's like, it is one of the most iconic moments. Like,
historical.
In
historical.
Australian Parliament history, like it says, became one of the most memorable moments in Australia. Like, fuck me, like, her speech, she just rips him an absolute new one.
Baby, like, you know what?
Yes.
Maybe she snapped.
Maybe she snapped. I think she did snap.
Maybe she snapped. She did indeed snap.
I do not miss that cunt Tony Abbott one bit. Like, I do not.
Hate. I hate Australian politics.
Australian
in general.
Politics is so fucking cooked. I have no idea what's happening half the time.
They fully are.
My uni fees are like potentially going up, but you know what? I'm not going to be doing uni here for much longer, considering I'm graduating in October. I don't even know. Look, don't ask me. but yeah, I've got honestly no idea what's going on with Australian politics.
Yeah, I actively avoid knowing.
I think I was at D&D at Kyle's when I found out who the new Prime Minister was. Like, I haven't turned on a TV in, like, months, like, to watch the news or, like, watch anything on TV. Like, I just...
My parents watch the news, but I check out emotionally.
Yeah.
Like, it's just gone. But, yeah, there was a girl in my sister's year who memorized a good 5 minutes of that misogyny
speech.
Oh,
my God. I'm not even joking. Emma Van Eggman's, I think her aunt is the lady at the start.
Snatch.
What's her what are their names? Like speakers? Are they speakers? Are they
I think so.
who are they? Like Emma, report back please, and tell me who they are. Like what's the official title? Because I
Look,
know.
not to be controversial.
Yeah?
Sorry, keep going.
No.
Not to be controversial, but like speaking of Australian politics, you know who I'm so attracted
I don't want to know.
to? You know Tanya Plibersek?
No.
She's in Labour, and like Labour's fucked.
I
Like
thought like
Labour's.
Labour is in like giving birth. I was like,
No,
of
like
course,
Labour, the
like
Labour
pregnant.
Party.
Yeah.
Like Labour, for anyone in like a different country,
Is left.
like to compare, it's like centre left.
Yeah.
It's like Democrats are Labour, Liberals are Republicans.
Yeah.
Like, in if you want to compare it, it's bipartisan bullshit. So like, you know, she supports bad shit, but like Tanya Plibersek is kind of a slice. Like she has like
I'm not even gonna
very,
acknowledge that.
very, very strong MILF energies. You know who's a legend?
Julia Gillard.
Julia Gillard, but also Penny fucking Wong.
Look, I'm gonna have to Google these cunts.
Penny Wong is a lesbian Labour senator. And she's a fucking legend. Like she's just dyking it up. She gave like a really cool speech about
Oh,
marriage
she looks
equality.
really familiar.
Penny.
Yeah.
Yeah, legend.
I see Tanya.
Tanya, she just has like the way she speaks is like a bit sexy.
Okay, I think that's enough politics talk for one night.
Okay.
Last question, 'cause what's it called? Kanye East sent in a question. It's in my messages, so it's not like an ask.
Yeah.
But he says, so two questions. I'm Cap Sun, Aquarius Moon, Leo Rising. What's the expert dyke advice on that? Mate, let me tell you,
Run.
I'm grabbing you a noose right now. Like,
I'm flooring it on
yeah,
that.
no, that's rough. Good luck with that, mate. And then number two, number two says, I went on a date with someone from uni and he said, oh, I'm part of the Socialist Alliance, so I'm probably never leaving uni. So, like, advice on dating outside the uni circle. It's called Don't Go to Melbourne, you absolute idiot. No offense, but like that's a you problem. I have no idea because I've never dated or been interested in anyone at uni. Use Tinder? Like I don't know,
Yeah.
dude. I don't know.
Download Grindr, baby.
Get on that grinder. I think
Get
they're
on that
there. I
grinder.
think they're there for meaningful relationships, but you know, if I'm wrong, let me know.
I mean, sometimes we have no choice in the
Yeah,
situation.
exactly. Take what you get. But at the same time, yeah, dating outside a uni circle. I don't know. Like, what other fucking friends do you have, mate? I don't know anyone besides uni
Yeah,
friends.
it's hard,
Jesus
but
Christ,
like,
Mr. Popularity.
what are your interests? Like, go to things about your interests and like meet people there. You know what I mean?
Not to like totally derail the conversation as much as I love it. I have no fucking advice on dating outside the uni circle.
Yeah, no, me neither, mate.
Drop out.
Yeah,
Drop
that's
out.
like an that is prime advice. Drop
Yeah.
out. Like, drop out sexiness activate. Like,
Yeah.
it's very fun.
Yeah, I need to find I'm like very close to finishing uni and I need to start a hobby and I've been looking at like fucking like film like cameras, like proper cameras.
Ooh.
So I think I'm gonna get into photography and
Sexy.
I wanna look into like ceramics stuff around Melbourne as well because I've just like honestly if I could I'd just drop out of architecture and just make fucking bowls and
Yeah.
mugs. So I have work in the morning tomorrow. Far out. God.
Oh, God.
Thank you for all your questions though. Like
Yeah.
Always
And
much
thanks everyone.
appreciated.
Everyone who's listening in like crazy countries and stuff, like that's so cool.
Crazy crunch.
You know what I mean? Like
Yeah, I know. Like, I never would have thought someone from fucking Finland is listening to me talk about being a
Finland.
dyke.
Love.
Like, Thank you so much.
Love you, Finland, whoever you are.
Send us questions. We've got, if you don't have a Tumblr, we've got an email. It's dykesonmikespod@gmail.com. And just keep sending them to us on Tumblr as well.
Yeah.
If you're listening on iTunes, don't forget to give us some stars. Some five stars. Five stars.
Honestly, just do the stars and react to Jodie Cameron being hot girls.
Like, I need that.
JCBH,
JCBH review. Like, if please, just underneath. Like, we won't appreciate anything as much as a Jodie Cameron big honkers. Like,
yeah.
But also, what if she sees it and we get sued? What if she actually sues us? Like, what if I get served in the next 5 days? Like, oh my god.
You know what? I am so terrified of that prospect because, like, I mean, no disrespect to Miss Jodie. Like, no, I love that woman. I'm gonna follow her career to the ends of the fucking earth. Like, catch me dropping some hot cash on a Killing Eve box set. Yeah. Like, oh my god. Like, I love her and she's amazing.
Yeah. But if she sued me, that would be the great, I think, lifetime achievement. I would retire. Like, I'd retire. I would retire at 23.
Like, no, you know what? She's a Pisces. She's not going to sue. She doesn't like confrontation. She's too sweet.
Yeah.
Although, wait, never mind. She did fully at that person on Twitter who cut, oh, I'm scared, BB. We need to stop.
On that just note of being scared.
Reviewers, just say GCBH, not Jodie Cameron Big Hungers. Look. Just do that.
I would gladly, I'll take either. Love a good, long review. So Jodie Cameron Big Hungers, just go for it. Honestly, do everything, but just don't tag her on Twitter. Like, do not send.
Don't put it into their fucking minds. Like, I will scream.
Oh my god, so I cannot.
I'm terrified now.
I'm sorry. Now you know, dude. I've been terrified about like fucking artificial intelligence since I said Sophia the robot was gonna kill us all. Like, I've been so paranoid.
Oh my god,
I was literally on my Instagram, like, explore sort of feed, and I was watching these cunts put a silicon mask on this robot, and I was like, I'm not here for this. Like, I don't do not like this at all. Like, no thank you.
It's so interesting that you're, like, proper scared of robots.
I'm not proper scared of them. I'm not proper scared of them. It's, like, it's just artificial intelligence. Like, I've seen a robot. Like, I don't vibe with that shit. Like, it's one of the scariest things. Like, apocalypse will only come in, like, two ways. Like, zombies or artificial intelligence. And I don't know which one is more scarier. Like, far out, man.
Were you scared when you saw Ex Machina?
No, see, I was in love with Alicia.
Miss Alicia. I love that post that's like me after watching Ex Machina. Good for her.
Exactly. Because for one, Georgia, my tutor from last semester, made me watch that movie because the cabin that they filmed that in is so fucking beautiful.
God, it's gorgeous. I think it's in
like Norway or something. And no, that didn't really freak me out. I was more inspired by that. Like, good for her, really. Yeah.
Good for her.
But when it that's interesting. Good point. Like, I don't know why I'm so, I mean, like, I know that's a movie, but, like, this is real life. Like, Sophia the robot exists, babes. Like, she could materialize. She, like, she could come up on my screen. Oh, no, I can't even think about that.
Oi, though. Oi, oi. Apparently, Sophia the robot isn't as legit as they thought, because I read her full Wikipedia page the other day.
Really?
And, like, the guy basically oversells her and says, like, you know, like, she can think for herself, blah, blah, blah. But you remember those, like, chatbots on, like, MSN?
Is she pretty much one of those?
Yeah, she's a chatbot with an advanced face. And, like, all of her, like, shady comments and stuff are, like, pre-programmed.
That's comforting. Thank you.
Yeah, it's fine. And she's, you know what? She does not own a wig, so, like...
Sophia the robot buy a wig.
Sophia the robot is snatched. Yeah. Like,
I think, yeah. So, once again, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Yeah. Listen on Spotify, listen on iTunes.
Listen on fucking Tumblr. Just listen.
Yeah, like, share, tell your friend.
I want to see those stats go up. If If you guys in fucking Israel aren't like telling your mate to bloody listen to this podcast, I'm gonna be pissed. I'm gonna be
pissed. Baby, I'm sorry, but I'm saying now I'm flooring in Israel.
I know. But look, we need the listeners, babes.
Not to get super controversial in the last minute, but like, boycott. Yeah.
Look, we've got one listener. One listener in Israel.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Is it Yale?
Oh, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Tel Aviv? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Just tell a mate.
Tell a mate.
Tell a mate.
Go knock down that wall and tell a mate.
Oh, God. Paris gets to pick up the slack, babes. Anyway, thank you once again.
Okay.
Bye,
sexy. Love you.
Bye, sexy. I love you too. Have a good have a good week.
You too.
I miss you so much.
I miss you too, bitch.
Yeah.